We are right in front of Boeing Plaza today on the flight line side, right in front of Whitman Road, right by the Air Operations Center and Papa II Taxiway here where all the cool airplanes come in. And the rest of the show today, at least for the next 15 minutes or so, not the rest of the show, but we're going to talk about pyro. And pyro being, generally speaking, all those great fireworks that we get to see here at AirVenture twice during the week, weather permitting. And luckily, it looks like at least tomorrow night looks good.
It's looking good.
It's looking good. So, Dion Deal, you are responsible for DTG Pyro. You are DTG Pyro. And this is your daughter?
Yep, this is my lovely daughter, Alana.
Hi.
Hi. So, oh, you guys are wearing Dennis Dunbar stickers on your shirts. That's funny.
We got to have fun with Dennis. He's an incredible guy. So we got to have some laughs and poke fun where we can.
That's right. So I know a lot of the listeners are very, very curious about how this works. I mean, it's an amazing show. It's one of the most popular things at AirVenture is that night fireworks show. And you've been doing EAA for how many years?
We've been doing EAA since the beginning of the fireworks and the Night Air Show Act. So that started in 2010.
Okay, 2010.
Yep.
So EAA came to you and said, hey, we want to do, this is a new thing. We want to do night.
No, actually, I had actually pursued EAA for about, so we're based in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So
okay.
this is our backyard territory. And I had been trying to reach out to EAA and trying to do just a standard show, like a typical, you know, municipal based type show. And by circumstance, I happened to make contacts with one of the marketing personnel on another project that I had shot fireworks for, and they connected us up. And Tom Pobrezny was the first person I met with, and Joe Schumacher, who at the time was the director of AirVenture, and in 2010. And so they were willing to listen to me, and I presented a plan on what we could do to bring fireworks. There's a lot of unique things about having fireworks in an air show space, in a live airport, period. And then you throw in an air show space where you have aerobatics that are being performed, you have sanitation zones places where bulk fuel storage is, a lot of things that make fireworks a considerable challenge in any other venue. You can multiply by 10 in this space at least. And so that's kind of how it started with us getting talking with EAA to perform the show here for the first time in 2010.
Well, and then the conceptualizing. So as you just said, there's a lot of real estate out here.
Indeed.
And your typical shows at the 4th of July, New Year's, they don't have this kind of real estate to work with.
Indeed.
So
it's a big sky, very big sky.
Talking about a lot of planning. And let's talk about the basics of modern day pyro. So a lot of it's computer controlled, right? But it all starts with the actual devices, right?
Correct. So at EA, so our company, we actually shoot, we'll shoot custom shells actually that will exceed 16 inches in diameter. Here at EAA AirVenture, we cap out at 6 inches in diameter. We can shoot larger than that, but because we have the realty wide, like we do, we have to do repetition to fill the sky, you know, sideways down the runway so that we're giving a good presentation. And so with how we set up here at EAA, we do a fully automated electronic show. So for the last several months, actually, I've put in about 80 to 85 hours of programming in just for this show for Wednesday night. We repeat the show Wednesday night and Saturday night with a couple of variables. But all the programming that goes into there, so like a fireworks shell, for example, so our smallest shell is a 3-inch shell, right? When we go in and program it into our system, we're wanting it to break and open at a certain time, keyed into the music or an event that we have selected through the music, but we actually have to back time every single effect that we send. So a 3-inch shell is going to take about 2.5 seconds to get to apogee before it breaks. So every single effect, so I'll give you an example, this show is going to have about 4,000 shots, right?
Ooh.
Just under 4,000 shots of effects. Every single one of the shots in this show have to be back timed so that we have it arrive in the sky at apogee and display at the time point in the music that we want it to want it to be. And so it's a, not only does it take time to creatively conceptualize what we're going to do for the show, it takes time to actually put it into action in the software.
So in the old days, a lot of this was manual, right? You're down there, you got a crew of guys, and you're fire sticking
it. And we still do that. And a lot of city shows all over, smaller shows and stuff, we still have manual fired shows where guys are lighting those shells with, you know, by hand with road flares attached onto a safety stick and extension. But that's starting to phase out. Electronics has a lot of great benefits. We can do multi-site synchronization. So what that means with electronics, I hit one button and I can shoot from 20, 30, 40 positions all at once at exactly the same time, whereas to get 30 guys out in a field to touch a fuse at exactly the same time.
It's impossible,
Exactly.
So you've got this wide field of aperture, whatever you call it in your world. Do you get a computer display in your office and map out the whole stretch and then create it from there? Like, I mean, or is it just quadrants and you're repeating the same thing quadrant to quadrant to quadrant?
Nope, we're not repeating, you know, we're not producing one segment and then repeating that segment across the width, right? Everything is actually created on a scene basis. Now we are we're actually behind the curve in our software. Our software is a little bit outdated now. They have visual sim software where people, you can actually design a show by creating a, you know, you have a visual representation of what you're doing. I actually designed the whole show here completely blind. I'm looking at a waveform of the music that I've created for the track, and I go through and I place every single shell, every single effect, change angles sizes and all of that stuff just by memory. So there's points in this show where within 30 seconds I may have 250 shots that are going off. And if you imagine when you're going through and programming and you don't have a visual representation, if you can get lost and you can forget if you're not organized enough what you have going on and where, and then that's where problems like gaps can occur in the timeline or things may seem a little bit off and so forth. So
the things that you would call a bad day in your shop.
Right, exactly. Yeah. A lot of the crowd doesn't know what to expect. Right. And I'm an artist at core, and so I'm a perfectionist, and I'm never 100% happy. I tell you where I'm mostly happy. I'm happy when the crowd responds with energy and they let us know that it moved them and inspired them or it was something that they enjoyed. And I'm happy about my crew because my name's on the company. I'm the designer behind the show. But on this show here for more than 2 months, mostly during the last 2 weeks, we have 30 people that are involved in this process. Wow. To deliver the fireworks shows here on grounds at EAA Air Adventure that nobody ever gets to see because we're on the way other side of the airport in a secure area.
Okay, and one last question for you.
Sure.
What's your daughter's job?
Alana, what did you help me out with?
I helped design some of the choreography for the fireworks show, and I also did some of the songs and sequences for this whole entire EAA shoot.
So my daughter, Alana, is 13, and so Alana cannot handle product at this age. But what she can do is I'm trying to groom her into the creative side and learn. She's a lot like her dad. She's got the creative mind and vision. And she surprised me one day, and she said, "Dad, you really should do these Golden Willows long-duration effects." And so I said, well, we got to find you a spot.
And there you go. All right. Well, we're all looking forward to the great show tomorrow night and Saturday.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck to you in the show. I'm sure it'll be great. I've seen it many times.
Thank you very much.
Jay Machi, we're on the fly. We're just across from Boeing Plaza at the Air Ops Center, and we'll be right back. You're listening to EA Radio.